England cricketer Brydon Carr suspended for betting breaches. The England and Wales Cricket Board, ECB, the organisers of the game in the region, has announced it supports the decision by the cricket regulator to ban cricketer Brydon Carr, the Durham player, for 3 months for multiple betting breaches. The investigation was carried out by the recently formed cricket regulator, who is charged with overseeing integrity within the sport. The ECB highlighted that these were historic betting offences dating between 2017 and 2019 and that the player was found to have placed 303 bets during this period. Carr had bet on games involving his club, Durham, however, he did not place any wagers on games in which he participated. Following the investigation by the cricket regulator, they outlined details of the suspension in their ruling. The disciplinary action is effective immediately and includes a 16-month ban, of which 13 months are suspended. The ECB says that taking a proactive approach to identifying and reducing corruption in the sport is vital for maintaining the integrity of cricket among the general public. Quote, "We support the cricket regulator's decision and their consideration of the mitigating factors in Brydon's case. He has cooperated and shown remorse for his actions. We are satisfied that Brydon has shown growth in the 5 years since this breach and has demonstrated a greater understanding of his responsibilities." Spokesperson. ECB. Cooperation from Carr leads to reduced ban. The regulator stated that it felt Carr had fully cooperated with the investigating body and had shown remorse over his actions. Furthermore, Carr did not bet on matches that he took part in. The combination of these factors contributed to mitigating a reduced length of the ban. It is believed Carr would have been hoping to make a test debut for England during the summer of this year, and this will not happen now. Quote, "While these bets were several years ago, that is no excuse and I take full responsibility for my actions. I would like to thank the ECB, Durham and the Professional Cricketers Association for their support during this difficult time for me. I will be working hard in the next 12 weeks to ensure that I repay that support on the field when I am able to return to playing." Brydon Carr, England international and Durham player. Sports Betting Monitoring Group, IBIA, recently reported a rise in suspicious betting patterns in sporting events globally.